Whirlpool by Elizabeth Lowell. Read by Carrington McDuffie.
Disc 1.
Prologue. Kowloon, Sunday, 1995. Jamie Swan really didn't want to put his daughter on the firing line. He just didn't have any other choice. Reluctantly, he handed over a package and special label to the freight agent. $100 bill went with the label. The money vanished into the man's pocket. The label went on the box. Before Swan could change his mind, the package was on a conveyor belt, headed for an airplane. Without a word, he turned and hurried toward the part of the airport which handled human cargo. He had to beat the package to California. If he didn't, Swan didn't want to think about it. "I'm sorry, baby, but don't worry. I'll get there before they do." The contents of the package were priceless. Yet in Swan's world, everything had a price, even his daughter's life. Chapter 1. Southern California, Monday. When the pager on Cruz Rowan's belt went off, he was waist-deep in a hole the size of a grave, hacking away at debris in front of a rock wall, trying to find order at the edge of chaos. The pager wasn't impressed by his search. It kept on beeping. With a grunted curse, Cruz stabbed at the pager button and went right on digging. Only his boss had the pager number. At the moment, he wasn't interested in talking to Cassandra Redpath. He had more important things on his mind. He wielded the 12-pound pickaxe as easily as other men would swing a hammer. Each time the pick smashed rhythmically into rock,